And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, that's too bad. Can't help you. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, surely you have something better to do than call Art Bell. And if you're calling from south of the Rockies, you got this whole thing wrong. You got me all wrong. I'm not that kind of a guy. I'm not that kind of a guy. And now, here's a guy that is that kind of a guy, Art Bell.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell. Thank you. No, you are not that kind of a guy. But I am very definitely that kind of a guy, and because I'm that kind of a guy, I welcome you to this evening's program, Art Bell Coast to Coast. Across the fruited plain, around the world, the wild card line, the unwild card line, the tamed line, the first-time listener line, as well as the last-time listener line, and that should be pretty active tonight, since this is the last show we'll ever do anywhere for anyone. I'm Art Bell, and I'm sick to death of it. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, Peenemann Enterprises has been foisting all kinds of crap on you for a great many years, some of it on this program. Did I know it was garbage? No, I didn't. I've used it in my own home, and it's worked for me. If it didn't work for you, that's probably because you have full electricity, full power, you're on gas, you're on the grid. Most of these products were meant for people not on the grid. I'm Art Bell. Thank you, Peenemann Enterprises, for all of the great products that I availed myself of down through these many years. But then again, I'm off the grid. Well, we have a show here tonight that should be very interesting. General Johnson Jameson is going to be with us. And General Jameson is looking into a phenomenon that I find quite remarkable. The phenomenon that I'm talking about is that people are not able to listen to our radio show since we've been on Sirius XM. Why is this? It's because people are listening to us on the Internet. Now, I think I'm the only radio show, perhaps in the history of the medium of Internet or radio, that has a great many people listening on the Internet, and it baffles, bewilders, and bothers me. And General Jameson, good evening, and from the Saskatchewan crust, well beneath it there in your laboratory, have you been able to figure this out?
I can tell you, Art, that it's got me stumped. First of all, you're on satellite radio, and I double-checked that. I went out to my car. Igor's here, Art, and he hasn't talked to you in a while. Igor, you want to say hello to Art?
Hey, man.
Igor, how are you?
Yeah.
Right, go outside and plug Art in and see if you can't bring him down through the tubing that we have now.
You have a satellite radio there, General Jameson.
Oh, yes, yeah, we got sound. As soon as I found out you were going on Sirius XM, I went and I bought the car, and I mean, I bought a car with the satellite radio in it, because I don't know the first thing about actually installing a satellite radio, so I went ahead and...
No, I understand. You bought the car that had the service, and you went ahead and subscribed.
Yeah, sure. Are
you telling me you're bringing the signal in illegally?
No, I wouldn't say illegally, but I I don't pay for anything, Art. You know me. What I wanted to say, though, is that Igor has not been able to pull you in on the Internet, and that was more important to him, because that's how he discovered... Isn't that how you discovered Art, Igor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he discovered you by way of the Internet, and I know a lot of people did. Now, the question that I have, and I'm looking into it here through a variety of chemicals. I've mixed together some goblin juice. I've got some gremlin juice. None of it seems to help.
Well, what are you trying to determine here, General Jameson?
Well, why grown adults are not able to listen to your program. Apparently, they only have Internet. I don't understand what that means.
Well, a great many of my listeners, yes, listen to us online.
Okay, that's nice. That's great. They do know that there's a thing called a radio. You know, it goes... I know it's pretty strange mojo, you know.
No, they understand there is... At least I understand that they understand, and I do understand that they know that there is a thing called radio. At least I think they do.
Well, here's the problem. If I can just interrupt you.
Go ahead.
you're on the air, you're on Sirius XM, and they're trying to listen to you on the Internet, and you're supposed to be pulling subscribers for Sirius XM and yourself, and you are having a lot of people say they can't pick you up on the Internet, and so you're bugged, and you're leaving? I don't understand that.
Well, you have to understand something. These are loyal audience members.
No. I get that. But it's a new day, you know. You're on Sirius XM. Did anybody explain to you it was a subscription service?
I heard something about that.
You heard something about that? Igor, are we paying for the... Yeah, see, we're paying.
Well, you just said that you don't pay for anything.
Well, somebody's paying for it, and we're listening to you. But we're listening to you on the satellite service. That's what's supposed to happen. Am I wrong?
There was some conversation about people subscribing to Sirius XM so they could hear my show. However, the nature of the people that listen to my program are off the grid.
I get it about off the grid, Art. God almighty.
They don't want to give their name and their credit card number and things like that. They feel that when the time is right, they would certainly communicate these bits of information to the appropriate parties. But they're not going to turn this over to a large corporate entity, such as those who run Sirius XM with their suits and their town cars and so on and so forth. These are my people. My people. And they'll only do what I direct them to do, and so far I've not directed them to subscribe to Sirius XM.
Well, it doesn't look like you're going to be directing them, because you're off... You're leaving.
Yes, I am.
So you're not going to be directing them?
I don't know yet.
Well, you know what really bothers me, Art, is the fact that I paid the money, and I'm listening, and now you're leaving. Now, who's going to put me on their show? No one. Because you're the only guy that would let me come on the air and talk about gremlin juice, and yes, having sex with you near Area 51. All of that is over. Over. Right, Igor?
Yeah! You know that, man, yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry about that, General Jameson, but that's just going to have to be the way that it is until such time as I can figure out how to tell my listeners to not use the Internet but actually listen to a satellite radio. A lot of them can't figure it out.
I don't get that. You know, you've got a very supposedly savvy, technologically savvy audience. I mean, they're into Martians and spaceships, and they don't know how to use the...
I said they probably do, but they're off the grid.
Yeah, I get it. It's off the grid.
Well, I'm very sorry, General Jameson, but that's just the way it's going to have to be for the time being. Bye, Mark Bell.
Hey, Art, don't leave yet.
I'm right here, General Jameson.
All right. Before you go, would you record a message for hi, this is Art Bell, and you've called General Jameson. He's not in right now. And
I'm afraid I can't do that. I have to go.
Come on, you said you would.
I'd be happy to do it, General Jameson.
You know, buzz off, William Mitchell. I got 16 messages from you. No one cares.
This has been Art Bell, Ghost to Ghost, but not online.
Good. Real good.
Friday night and the lights are low.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you, Art. It was great.
My pleasure, Phil.
And we'll see you on the radio somewhere, man. I don't know where, huh?
I don't... at this time, I'm not...
And if for anybody listening, you're not really Art Bell.
No, I'm not really Art Bell. I'm actually just a character voice.
Yes. The whole thing with nobody knowing how to listen to your show, that's not really true, right?
Well, I don't know. It might be true. The fact that...
Well, Art, let me ask you this. This is Margaret Gray.
Yes, I see you.
Thank you. You said that... Oh, forget it.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk too much about it, Phil. I think that it's... I think it's been beat into the ground. Fact is, I live in the Philippines.
Right.
And I live with a very beautiful woman, and I have a great life. I don't need this anymore. Suckers like you, and excuse me for saying that, you do, but I don't. I don't need radio, and it's amazing, Sirius XM, what they're getting away with. But me, I don't need it anymore. I'm Art Bell.
All right, man, well, good luck.
Right. And Art's right. He doesn't need it anymore.
He doesn't need it, need it anymore.
He doesn't need it anymore.
Yes, I get the idea that he doesn't need it anymore. Is that what you...
Yeah, but I mean, listen to this. Now, this is from his website. The departure of Bell, as unfortunate as it is, should be a signal to Sirius XM. And keep in mind that this is on Art's website, so I have to believe he either wrote this or is very closely associated with the writing of it. The departure of Bell, as unfortunate as it is, should be a signal to Sirius XM. The company has a compelling product, great content, and great potential, but in some ways has lost the edge that it once had. The frustrations of Bell can be heard on other channels as well. Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, Jay Thomas, and others have all at times expressed a great deal of frustration. In some ways, now here's where it starts to kind of leave the world. This doesn't make a lot of sense. In some ways, the complaints of on-air personalities ring back to the old FM days of terrestrial radio, a path that many consumers and on-air personalities could not wait to get away from. Now, what does that mean?
Was there a time that FM radio...
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when no one listened to FM radio, and that was back when my dad listened to it. That was back in, like, the early 60s, when all you could listen to on FM radio was, like, elevator music, pretty much.
They had, like, a jazz, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they had jazz, and they had jazz, and they had classical music, but nobody was listening to FM radio. And then came the advent of rock and roll on FM radio in the 60s, and then that changed everything, but... I don't recall FM ever reaching a point where the on-air personalities and the listeners needed to get off of, they couldn't take it and wanted to, huh? However, that having been said, the fact that Howard Stern, Jay Thomas, and others are expressing frustration, I know exactly what that's about. I know exactly what's going on over there.
What?
It's no secret that SiriusXM had an enormous debt to pay off an enormous amount of money, somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million. It's also no secret that SiriusXM basically sort of cleaned house and got rid of a lot of high-priced people, whether it was talent or behind the scenes, replaced them with people working for practically nothing, if anything at all. Some of the shows that they have on SiriusXM do not get compensated. They're on there as a way of promoting whatever else they're doing. For instance, a stand-up comedy may be something being promoted by one of those shows because those guys are glad to go on there and not make any money because they're able to promote their stand-up act. So that's one avenue that SiriusXM has taken. But that alone is not going to save you money. You have to do other things. And I suspect some of the other things they're doing is they're cutting back a little bit on infrastructure. That is, things that make the channel easier to listen to, things that make the channel better to listen to, things that make the experience, the working conditions of the people that are there that, you know, did make their lot in life a little more pleasant or at least workable, now they don't exist. I know a whole lot about that, man. A whole lot about that.
Well, if you're going back to the other place...
No, I'm not going to mention them by name, but I know a whole lot about companies that are in over their head that should probably never have gotten into the business of radio in the first place, can't support the talent, they can't support the radio shows, they're trying to do it with spit and glue, they're doing it with baling wire going out to the transmitter, a Dixie cup and a string, whatever you want to call it, man. I've seen it happen. I've been the recipient of it. You're hearing other people talking about it. And what is Art complaining about here? He's not complaining about money. He's not complaining about, you know, and I never complained about money either. In fact, I never hear these cats saying, I don't make enough money. I never hear, you used to hear that. But the radio gods got it now to the point where money's the least of your concern. Now you're worried about whether you're going to be on the air or not. You're worried about whether the switch, when you turn it on, things are going to go on. I mean, that's how pathetic it's gotten in some areas. And that's exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, but you're not saying like he's saying that it's so bad it's going to go, like, break down or something.
No, I'm not saying it's going to break down, but he's saying that he has a lot of online listeners. Art Bell has a lot of online listeners. And the way they listen online is with this web player that SiriusXM promotes. I don't know what the hell it is. I wouldn't know it, man, if somebody gave me one. I wouldn't know what the hell it was. But apparently this is something they like to use and have used it. and have found it very workable and very enjoyable, and they like it. Now he's on this, he's with this new company, and their web player blows every, you know, every which way but loose. Like that song last night, Margaret, North Wind Blow Bob's Love to Me.
Don't make fun. You're making fun of the music that I am going to be performing this weekend. I'd be more than happy to get up and walk out of here.
Won't be the first time.
What are you picking on me for?
I'm just... Never mind. I'm sorry. But... So, he's talking about infrastructure. He's talking about something that's very basic. He's talking about, does the machine work? That's a far cry from saying, gee, I really ought to be making more money. I remember those days, too, man. I've been around in this business. I can remember a time when you were talking about bread, you know, your next contract, how much money am I going to get paid? And our industry, the radio industry, is at a place right now where it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Phil, you're going to get people...
What are you talking about, man? This is a big story. It's a big story. I'm going to get people what? What are they going to say? That I'm lying? I'm telling you, it is so embarrassing in our business now, you don't even bother bringing up money with these people. You don't even bother. I'll tell you who they're paying. They're paying themselves. They're paying their lieutenants at the top of the company. They're going to make sure they have their golden parachute. And the talent, forget it. So now the talent is sitting there at the bottom of the totem pole saying, forget about the bread, because I know I'm never going to squeeze another nickel out of these cheap creeps. But does the machine even work, man? Is my microphone going to turn off, or turn on or off when I turn it on or off? Is the transmitter working? Does the equipment work? And now you got Art Bell, no less a person than Art Bell, saying, no, it doesn't. Now that's what I mean by embarrassing.
Well, you're not doing yourself any favors, Mr. Henry, to try to get in good with people.
Yeah, you got to learn how to kiss an ass. I shouldn't say ass.
What do you mean I got to learn? Don't tell me how to do it.
Bud is right, Phil. You have to go along to get along.
And you got to get along to go along, too.
Yes, you have to get along to go along, too. I don't...
All right, so I'll go along to get along, and I'll get along to go along, but I'm just... there's nothing that I just said that isn't true. Anyway, the best of luck to you, Art. Nice man, and in the Philippines... I don't know if he's going to be back on. I don't know if he's going to be going back to his terrestrial model or not. He was off the air, and I guess he left terrestrial and went over to satellite, and I'm finding that the satellite situation really sucks, so... World famous Phil Henry Show here.
Do you think he was making any money, though?
What?
Was he making any money?
Art's, yeah, he made a lot of bread. Now, I don't know. Now he's got a piece of the business. He's got a piece of the action, I think. So he's, I think he's probably smarter. I don't know. A lot of these companies now, they don't want to give the rights away. They want to own everything. They found out that radio talent like me, for instance, is making money on their radio broadcast, their old radio broadcast, and they don't like that, so they're not giving the rights away anymore. Or they're not even considering letting talent have rights to their own shows. I mean, if you can dig that.
Well, you can't blame them if they don't know how to make money. Well,
that's a good point. They don't know how to make money any other way, so they got to, hey, by the way, you guys don't get rights to your radio shows anymore. We have all the rights. Anyway, world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-507-445. Margaret's coming back here, and we will discuss with her this new set list that she's putting together for the weekend, which you have described, Margaret, as adult in nature, but good fun.
Yes, and I really resent the implication before the last break, whenever it was, that somehow we are doing crude, lascivious, scatological, or just patently obscene material. No, we are not. It's fun. It is adult, yes, but fun.
All right, fine, fair enough. Can we go through this set list?
Absolutely.
All right, after this next break, we will talk about Margaret's next appearance, which I thought you said it was a different club. It's going to be in Fontana, California this weekend. Two big sets, right?
Yes, two.
At a place called the Kangaroo?
No, it's called the Kangaroo Inn, and it's in Fontana. Don't look at me. I don't know, Phil. Frank has booked me into places where I swear I am lucky I got out of there with my dress on. So.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I am, too.
Well, I doubt very much, knowing how I know Frank feels about you, I don't think he wants to put you at risk.
Oh, is that right? Well, you ask Frank about the ham hock and how I walked out of there in a girdle and bra. I'm going to kick his ass.
Hey, watch it. All right, so that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's real heavy.
Sorry to hear that. We'll be talking with Margaret about the Kangaroo Inn in Fontana for this weekend. And those two big sets, which, is there a drink minimum?
Never mind.
All right, I would like to make it out there.
Well, that'd be a change. Yes, you would be more than welcome out there, Phil. I'll buy you the drinks.
All right, we'll show up, and don't worry about it. I'm happy to pay for my drinks. How many, what's the...
It's two drink minimum. God, what are you, that cheap?
No, I ain't cheap. I'm just wondering. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back with more. Don't forget, we're online at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch our daily video broadcast right now. You can watch our video cast. You can listen to our daily podcast of the show. You can listen to our daily classic podcast of the show, 5,000 hours of archived material, our news feed, and more. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And, again, backstage pass over there, man. You cannot believe how beautiful a thing it is. And we just gave away a four-pack of shot glasses. If you're hanging around the website and you're a BSP, we'll be giving away a few. And I'm going to be spending more time on the website.
Oh, here we go again. You're always teasing the BSPs with that, and you never come through.
That's not true. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, you were here a while.
I was online, and I was talking to the BSPs every night until they started changing. They changed the website. We redesigned the website, so it had a completely different format, different ways of accessing it. And we were, as you remember, when we first changed the, redesigned the website and implemented all kinds of things, like streaming video from Akamai, and we went, we are now mobile. I have a fully mobile site. There's all kinds of stuff that needed to be corrected, and I got more into the nuts and bolts of it, and I haven't been interacting with the BSPs, but that's going to change.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Well, let's just talk about you here for a second, Margaret Gray, because Margaret is appearing at the Kangaroo Inn in Fontana.
Well, why do you say the Kangaroo Inn in Fontana? You know, Phil, there's all kinds of bars and clubs that have funny names. If you go to London... Hold on, I'm not done talking.
Sorry.
If you go to London, London Town, beautiful London Town... And the marvelous array of pubs that they have, the Frog and the Slut, whatever they're called.
Frog and the Slut?
I don't know, but they've got different names.
Yeah, I know that. But,
Oh, you know that. That's okay for them, but over here, what are we supposed to call our bars?
We could call it like a place like, you know, Joe's or Joe's Inn or something like that, called the Kangaroo.
Well, this one's called the Kangaroo. What do you want from me, Robert?
You probably tell your husband you don't want to play there.
Oh, okay, bud. That makes a lot of sense. I only want to play in clubs and bars that have normal names. Anything named after an animal?
Yeah, I would think that if you go, if like the Kangaroo or...
What if it's a place called the Raven? I used to go and drink at a place called the Raven and the Rose.
That's gay.
No, it was not.
No, I'm not saying it's a gay bar. It's just...
It was a great bar. I loved the place. The Raven and the Rose.
Well, what about that?
That's okay, because it's a bird and it sounds cool. But a kangaroo, man, I wouldn't drink in a place like that with your mouth.
With my, you dirty...
Hey, watch out now.
I don't like the things he says.
All right, now, Margaret, let's talk about this set list. You're going to keep going after him. You know, I'm going to have you arrested or something.
You should have arrested. You hurt me.
I never laid a hand on you.
All right, here is the set list for this Saturday night.
Yes, this Saturday night we'll be at the Kangaroo. Three big shows, two drink minimum. And if you come out, you'll see Phil Henry, because Phil promised to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there for at least one of the sets.
All right, that's fine. Thanks a lot, you know.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you're driving all the way to Fontana.
Well, that's a good point. But, I mean, what if I'm going to sit there and get hammered?
Well, then spend the night out in Fontana. There are beautiful, well...
Yeah.
You have to drive to Riverside, find a beautiful place to stay.
No, I'll think of something. So go ahead.
Well, in any event, Fontana is a wonderful part of the Inland Empire, i.e., as we call it. North Wind, Blow Bob's Love to Me. See, this is an adult set, and what this means is these are adult themes, but we like to have fun. There's the song I was mentioning to you, My Bow-Legged Gal Sal. Well, my bow-legged gal Sal... She's my pal. She walks just like a cowboy. Three guesses why. You know, like that.
Now, who's playing piano?
That is,
Clarence Gomez?
Who?
Clarence Gomez?
Yes, Clarence Gomez will be out. He'll be on the Yamaha 1000. My bow-legged gal named Sal, you know.
Three guesses what?
What are you laughing at now?
Well, guys, it is funny.
I'm not talking to you. If I've got to say that one more time...
All right, take it easy. They're funny lyrics, that's all.
Well, that's not supposed to be... I don't understand.
My bow-legged gal, Sal, she walks bow-legged like a cowboy. Three guesses why?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you something.
You know, you're a real child, Phil. Honest to God, you are. You want to know why you've struggled so much in this industry? Because you're a little tiny baby. You're a baby, Phil, in a world of men.
Well.
The other songs are Catch the Scent of Me, The Smell of Love, In a Cloud of You, G-Spot, Do You Need More Water in Your Bowl? I like that one. What do you think?
Wait a minute. I'm still on The Smell of Love.
Yeah, what's that?
Forget about The Smell of Love. I wrote one called G-Spot, Do You Need More...
Oh, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, see?
That's great. That's great.
G-Spot, do you need more water in your bowl? G-Spot, is it that time to go out for a stroll? G-Spot, you left something on the rug. G-Spot, now I'm gonna be bugged. G-Spot, you're my dog. I'm trying to find the right melody for it. You know, your laughter doesn't lend anything to this. There are people out there that are looking forward to the show, and you're sitting there going, yoo-hoo! Like a big fat baby, like a fat pink infant. Forget it.
Oh, come on, Mar. Wait, don't leave. Don't leave. Please don't leave.
Why, so you can sit there and laugh?
Yeah, but the stuff's funny.
No, it's not. I'm not laughing at you. Isn't that stuff supposed to be funny? Are you trying to tell me that's not supposed to be funny?
It's whimsical, Phil. It's not a ha ha ha. It's not childish, frat brother, fall on the floor, light a fart funny. No, it's not that funny.
Well, I...
You what?
It's funny to me, that's all.
All right, then we have one called A Rug Burn in Damascus. And this is really... It has a... I swear, you want me to sit here while this one over here is going...
I can't help it.
Shut up, bud. Just because I'm laughing doesn't mean you get to laugh. Do you understand? Do as I say, not as I do.
That's not fair. All adults say that all the time.
Yeah, well, here's another adult saying it. What's it called?
A Rug Burn in Damascus. And it has a very Middle Eastern... No do 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 dude. I just love the whole Middle Eastern flavor. There's so much violence there now, Phil. There was a time that you could go on vacation to places, very exotic places, Baghdad and Damascus. Those places used to represent a sort of mystery, a romantic mystery, and now they're just Islamic slums, you know.
Well, watch it, Margaret. You're gonna be offending people.
No, I don't mean Islam is I'm just saying now it's just the sweating, stench-filled Arab street, you know. I don't know.
All right, so, rug burn in Damascus.
Yes, rug burn in Damascus. Oh, I got a rug burn in the town of Damascus. I get Frank on the phone because he knows that melody. But basically it's, you and I went there for our honeymoon. Then we decided that we would be on the ground, you know, like that. And then...
You got a rug burn in Damascus.
Yes, you got a rug burn in Damascus. The next one is called My Knees, My Lower Back, and You. I love that. It's a play on, you know, this, and then you. My Knees, My Lower Back, and You.
And what does that mean?
What does it mean?
Man, you ought to be able to figure that one out, I'm assuming.
Oh, I see. Your back hurts and your knees hurt, and that's after making love to you.
Not me.
The you in the song.
Yes. Penicillin Avenue it's a play on Eddie Grant. Walk down to Penicillin Avenue. Do, out in the street they are fighting, you know. And then the final one is I'll Burn in Hell for Sure Now. And that's really not a funny one. That one is the passion of love and what you'll do for love, even infect three or four other partners before you find the one You don't approve?
No, I don't. I don't approve at all. You'd say that that's serious?
You know, Phil, you start looking like my father when you do that, and I don't like that.
Well, I'm so sorry if I'm looking like your father, but I'll burn in hell for sure now means that you finally found love even after infecting 3 or 4 partners.
Yes, Phil, it is a romantic song. And by the way, I'm looking on TV at that incognito. That man is mentally unstable. That man is roid nuts.
He's roid. Yeah, Richie Incognito looks like a mental case. We'll have to, he's been suspended indefinitely. Are we talking about him or the songs?
No, I was just looking at the...
We'll talk about that in a minute. So, those are the songs. Is that the entire set list?
It's not the entire set list, no, but it has, what is this?
Well, this is just, these are talking points for the commercial that I was doing. So this is the set list for the Kangaroo Inn in Fontana this coming Saturday night. When does the first show start?
We'll be on stage at 9 o'clock. I think the Beecham Stone Experience is going to be, no, excuse me. Yes, Beecham Stone Experience will be opening, and then will be accompanying us in some of the sets. Then the second set is at 10 and the third set at 11. We don't take any break. We just go boom, 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 because frankly, I want out of there fast.
Yeah. All right, Margaret, good for you. And we're looking forward to that. And I'll be there. So if you want to give me any crap, you can't watch it because I'm going to be there. I'm backing up my whimsy, as you put it, Margaret, with, you know.
I appreciate that very much.
Okay. Although I can't wait to hear I'll Burn in Hell for Sure and Rug Burn in Damascus. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you talk about three guesses. That's the one that you ought to have the three guesses on, not the other one. That, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying, and all the more reason why I don't care what you're saying, bud. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back here. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we got a guy on the line here, Garrett Farber. You know this guy?
Oh, he's the, my God, is Garrett on the phone?
We have Garrett on the line. By the way, before we get to Garrett, we have next hour special guest Jack I. Gagner. Jack, the former play-by-play guy with the Milwaukee Lions, is going to give us the background and the real scoop on just exactly what happened to Dickman America, the football league, the Milwaukee Lions, and why they had to suspend operations for the 2013 season. A lot of people were looking forward to the Lions playing football, not the least of which ourselves, since we carried the games. But Jack will be with us after the top of the hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So, Garrett Beecham with us, no relation to Beecham Stone and the sound explosion. Garrett, you were the author of The Smell of Love.
Well, are you telling me, or are you...
No, I mean, I guess it's more of a question.
Yeah, I was the author of The Smell of Love. Margaret, how are you?
Garrett, I am so happy to talk to you. It's been ages, and we're very proud to do The Smell of Love on Saturday night.
Well, thank you very much, I'm very gratified. I was driving down the road, and I was channel surfing, like they say, and I heard Margaret, and I pulled in here. I come here to the White Plains Casino when I have a chance.
Where are you right now?
I'm in New York State. It's late, probably well past my bedtime, but I thought I'd come in and play a little video poker.
Garrett, I have to tell you that The Smell of Love has been... an enjoyable song to do in this new adult set list that we're doing. But my understanding is when you wrote The Smell of Love, it was the result of you losing your olfactory sense. Is that correct?
It was the result of me losing what?
Your olfactory?
Your olfactory, the ability to smell?
Yes, that is exactly right. I suffered a brain injury, Phil and Margaret, coming out of a nightclub one night. When I walked under a sign that was being replaced, it was a coffee shop right next door to the nightclub. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they were putting up a new sign for this coffee shop. And I looked up just in time to see the sign come crashing down on me. And when I awoke, they told me I'd been out for about 3 weeks.
You're kidding. You were in a coma.
That's what they told me, yeah.
I remember the story, Garrett, I do.
I recovered very nicely. There was nothing wrong. I had a little bit of occupational therapy, but suddenly I couldn't smell anything. And that was the result of me finding out the hard way that I had, God forgive me for saying this, but I had apparently soiled myself or messed myself in the hospital bed, and I laid in it for about 2 days until someone came around and said...
2 days? Where was the nurse?
I don't know. I don't have any idea. It was not a very good hospital, but finally someone said, what is that smell? And I said, I can't smell a thing. And they came in and changed the sheets. And that's when I wrote The Smell of Love, because I suddenly realized that I missed... Well, I can't really say here...
Don't say, but...
You can well imagine.
Okay. Can you sing it for us?
Garrett, will you sing it?
Well, I'm not a very good singer, but I took it from the beautiful Bacharach and David song, The Look of Love, The Smell of Love. It smells like you, and you can smell so good tonight. Yay, yay, yay. I did a lot of that. And then, let's see, it goes...
The smell of love, it smells like you.
Yeah, it smells like you. And tonight you smell real good, something like that.
And tonight you smell like the morning dew.
Yeah, that's it. Tonight you smell like the morning dew. Even though it's night, you smell like it's a fresh morning in the pasture, right?
No, even though it's the middle of the night, yes, you smell like a pasture in the morning.
Right. Funny, huh?
Well, I'm sorry.
I am embarrassed. Garrett, would you please accept my apologies?
That's fine. Never mind. Is that my drink? Yeah. I gotta go.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm not supposed to laugh.
You kidding, man? That was pretty funny.
How dare you? That was Garrett Beecham, the man who...
Oh, would you give me a break? That guy's singing, you smell like, even though it's the middle of the night, you smell like a pasture in the morning.
You know, Phil, one would almost think you're in the right here.
I am. I'm telling you right now. How am I not supposed to laugh at that?
Come on, Miss Gray. You know how it is.
What do you mean, I know how it is?
Come on, you know how this game's played.
I know how the game... You sound like someone ready to flash a $20 bill at me. If that's the case, you'll never speak an intelligible word again. Not that you can now. But that tongue you've got in your head, which doesn't do you much good, I can tell you right now...
All right, enough of that kind of talk, please. Now, Margaret, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I didn't mean to get Mr. Beecham to hang up. If we can, we'll try to get him back on the phone. But it was very funny when he said, even though it's the middle of the night, you smell like a pasture in the morning.
What is funny about that?
What do you think a pasture in the morning smells like?
Oh, I get it. So you think we're standing near a dairy.
Tee-hee-hee! Woo!
What's that mean?
It means exactly what I said. This guy, this Gary...
All of a sudden now he's some guy, like he's some bum that called the wrong number. Are there tampons, Bud?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, of course.
No, not of course.
No, of course. Of course, that's what you always do. Are there tampons?
I mean, what? Don't ask me. How do I answer?
Whatever happened to you, Mr. Beecham, when you lost your olfactory sense, I think you forgot what a pasture in the morning smells like.
Yeah, no kidding, man. All you gotta do is take a drive down there to dairy.
Well, you know, they don't have those dairies anymore, and I don't think this makes me old. I really don't think this makes me old, okay? But I must be, because, look, when I was a kid and I went to Annunciation School in Arcadia, California, that was my first grade year, and then we moved to a different part of Arcadia and went to a different school. But I was a first grader, and when we were when we went out for recess... You know, I was a little six-year-old kid, but I remember distinctly when we went out for recess, we'd go out to the field, we had a big athletic field, right next door to an Altadena Dairy store. But this Altadena Dairy had cows, and they milked these cows, and they sold that milk. Now, Altadena used to sell raw milk. I used to drink it, and some jackass And I say this fully knowing what I'm saying. Some jackass who couldn't stand the idea that Altadena was selling raw milk got them inspected regularly. Just enough time so that they got all kinds of bad press. Altadena inspected again. Altadena inspected again. Anyway, make a long story short, they had cows, and you could smell that cow dung, man. And I have the distinct memory of being a little kid going out and playing kickball or whatever the hell we did at recess, smelling cow crap, you know.
It must have been pretty ripe.
Oh, yeah, it was ripe. It was in the morning, right after the cows finished eating their breakfast. You better believe it, friend.
Man.
Yeah. But I don't think they have dairies like that anymore. I mean, they got cows, and they milk cows, and they, you know, but not in the city like that. This was right in a suburban part of L.A. It was whack. It was nuts. All right, Margaret, you going to be okay?
You know, you've embarrassed me and yourself, Phil.
No, I haven't embarrassed you. All right, we're going to be back. I'm going to have to go and, I guess, apologize or something. I don't know what I'm going to have to do. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Coming up, we will be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest at the end of January. Now, we've got the date. It's going to be January 26th, and we are going to be on stage at 8 o'clock. And you can make plans for that. I mentioned that we're going to be on Drunk History on Comedy Central. And we may make our bonus show on Saturdays a regular part of our video casts because people responded so well to it. But if we do it again...
Get some pictures and stuff.
Yeah, we'll try to get some pictures up. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Coming up, we've got Jack I. Gagner next hour. Stick around.